Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Mark Rosen here. There's nothing I like better than
the Beaver.
Tell me about your brass.
The Beezer.
I'm sober enough to know what I'm doing, and I'm drunk enough to really enjoy doing it.
Dan Marrero.
Dildos are not essential items.
Weekdays at 3 on The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes. Boy,
that is good news.
It is the 26th day of May, 2022. Good morning, everybody. My name is Chris Hockey. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show on Thursday. That means Tommy Olson. Wait, is Tommy in this week? He might be off today. It seems to me that maybe Carly's coming in today. Ben Lieber will be here. Mark Rosen will be here. And the regular cast of characters. Let's get her started, shall we? Jim Gaffigan from Comedy Monster. Some comedy on a Thursday morning. I hope you have a great day. And I am very glad you're here.
I like having women around for many reasons. Not least of which is they're attractive and men are not. You know? Like when a guy's good looking, it's like a fluke of nature. And you know what all attractive men have in common? They kind of look like women. That's the only way straight guys can tell who's good looking.
Well, he must be attractive. He barely looks like a dude.
Women are attractive, and compared to men, they're very clean. Men are gross and make very little effort to not be gross. Like, if aliens visited Earth, they would be so confused. They'd be like, the attractive feminine gender is taking an hour to get ready, and those hairy beasts are just ready? No wonder this planet's always at war. Men are gross! And as they get older, grosser. When women get older, they become more elegant. As men get older, they look like they're decomposing. You ever see an old guy with his shirt off? He looks like the first draft of a human. What is that, a Simpsons character?
Getting Jim Gaffigan at the State Fair this year at the Grandstand, August 30th. You guys going?
Yeah, I don't know.
What time will that be?
7 o'clock.
What day of the week is that?
Tuesday.
Will you be in Vegas, Corey?
August 30th? No.
We should all go. Hawk will buy.
Yeah, sure, why not?
August 25th, Alice in Chains, Breaking Benjamin and Bush.
What?
Yeah,
and James, man.
Bush?
Yes.
Yeah. Bush is great.
Yeah.
Bush,
who's the
Gavin Rosdale, would you?
It says Allison Chains is.
No kidding. Yeah. I would expect Bush would be the headliner.
The way it's listed, it's the opposite. It's Allison Chains and Breaking Benjamin with special guest Bush.
Bush is opening for those two.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Is
weird.
Isn't Bush without played, Lane? If Lane Staley was still with us, it's a whole different story.
I got to tell you, man.
Go ahead, Hawk.
I'm sorry, but that the newest record with the new singer guy is fantastic.
Okay, see, I didn't know that.
It's really, really good. He's been with them longer than Lane Staley was with them.
And it might be great, but it's not like it made waves,
yeah,
right?
No,
it's not mainstream, even if it's terrific.
16 Stone was huge. Now, granted, it was 30 years ago.
God, almost.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. That just surprised me.
96?
I don't know. Yeah. That's surprising that is the lineup.
No, Bush played when they played Northern Invasion a few years ago. That was an afternoon. That was full daylight.
That's insane.
That's
Counting Crows and Wallflowers on the 26th.
Both those bands are sweet.
Portugal the Man
on August 27th. Pitbull, August 28th.
Yeah, man.
Pitbull Wales.
Beach Boys and the Temptations.
Savage.
Yeah.
The 29th. Gaffigan, the 30th.
21 Savage.
Yep.
September 1st, REO, Speedwagon, and Styx.
Mm-hmm. Savage.
Gotta Savage.
Oh, hockey and Zach will cry about it.
Zach Brown on September 2nd.
Who?
Savage.
Diana Ross on September 3rd.
Brutal.
Really? Exactly. Then Disney Brutal. Princess the Concert.
Ludicrous.
On Monday, September
5th. No, he's not there.
Why not right before the kids go back to bed? Yeah. Keep them up super late. Actually, that one starts at 4. And watch Disney Princess the Concert.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Smart that they started at 4.
What, Disney Princess?
I probably
are you out
the
of the princess age?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You talking to Zach?
Oh.
They should do like a Disney on Ice. That's what they should do.
Disney dudes.
Yeah, at 8.5, she likes all of the Disney movies, but the whole princess thing is mostly over. That's why I tell parents... The magic ages, especially with things like Christmas, it's about 3 to 7, and you have a much smaller window than you think.
Yeah.
With the magic angle. After that, it's just kind of, where's my iPad? Right. I want to play Roblox. Get me a bag of chips. Leave me alone.
One of the beauties of Kelly Lambert, constantly 5. Yeah. She loves it. Kelly Lambert loves Santa, all of it. All year round, every day of the year.
I'm kind of 5 as well. Then.
Hockey Chris, Kelly Lambert.
Chris
both love
similar.
Santa. Yeah, both love Christmas. Yeah.
When is there going to be a second Kelly Lambert? That's my question.
Oh.
Good question.
Sudden end of Pillsbury Doughboy over here.
I wonder if that was the plan for Cabo.
Maybe
Kelly getting COVID was the smartest thing she ever did.
Oh.
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 Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Hey, Dice is here.
Oh, hey, Dice. Oh. Uggie. What?
What was
did
that?
You did you ugly? Say a gay?
I think that
ugly?
Was Dice saying ugly to everybody.
Were you looking for some
was
shoes that are kind of furry inside?
That's one of the Dices.
Uggie?
What? Listen to his
ass. He never said the word Uggie.
No, and he never said that, Zach.
Uggie?
Stop doing drugs.
Okay.
No.
Did he really say Uggie?
No, like he'd be Uggie. I don't know.
What the hell?
I don't have a good impression of him.
Clearly.
And you've never heard him, it sounds like. Do you know who we're talking about?
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Okay, well, you got that.
Dice is rolling over in his grave right now.
Dice is still with
he
us.
He is, and he's still rolling around.
He's still with us?
Yes.
Oh, I thought Dice died.
No.
Oh.
Well, the character did.
Oh, he's 64 years old.
He was in Entourage.
Yeah, he was in the Lady Gaga movie where, what's his
he
face?
He played her dad.
He was on the show Vinyl for a second, too.
Yeah, he was really good in that. He also was in another movie not long ago that I just saw where he was a gang.
Well, he's actually in studio.
He was in...
Augie.
Pam and Tommy.
Yeah, Pam and Tommy, that was it.
Oh, yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah, he was the guy who financed the Pam and Tommy. You know, I never finished that series.
No, he was the guy that went, Ugh.
Yeah, he went, Ugh.
He watched the movie and he said, give me a minute. Ugh.
Wow.
Sounded more like a cowardly laugh.
It sounded more like he was finishing.
That's what he did.
Oh, man. I loved when Dice played Louis Butchie Pirano. And his catchphrase was, and 2 episodes of Pam and Tommy.
I really do wonder what you mean by that.
I don't know.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
I really do.
I've watched him do that. So
I would tell you that I would pay you $1,000 to watch everything he ever did and find one moment when he said, Ugee!
When he turned French.
I will do that. I'll do my best to find it.
Dude, if somebody offered me $1,000 to find Ugee, I would start looking for it immediately.
Yeah, Daddy.
Yeah, it's going to take you 3 weeks to earn that.
In fact, if the offer's on the table, I might take a peek to the commercial break. And just Google Uggie Dice and see what happens. You never know.
You never know. Anyway.
Zach, how would I spell that when I Google search it?
I just tried. It didn't look.
How did you spell it?
Oh, no. Did I lose my...
Oh, uh-oh. No. Did you lose your what?
Religion? Oh, my car. My AirPods.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, so that's the start of the show.
Yeah.
You mentioned it in the open. No, Tommy, today.
Yeah,
Carly should be here
I was doing it.
Any second
oh,
now.
Good. She's coming in early. Good.
She's going to be here in a couple seconds.
Good.
Libra at 7.
Good.
Rosie at 7:30. Big day for him. Program password.
Big day.
Big day.
His matchup. I hope they lose. just because I want to have Common and Rosie yell at each other for the rest of time, which they do every day anyway, but I want them to melt down on each other today.
Who do they play?
Ryan and Gerzy.
Yeah, no.
Savage.
I just want to see a fight.
Bless you, Daddy.
Okay.
So that's today. Bobby Z.
Oh, yeah.
That's 8 o'clock today. Yeah.
Hell yeah. That guy wails.
It'd be good to talk to him about Prince and playing drums. And again, in case you missed it the other day, we were talking about it. He reached out to Rosie because they're about to put out a live concert DVD of one of the most famous Prince and the Revolution, the classic lineup concerts ever.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool.
Is it going to be streamable? I mean, nobody's going to buy that, right? No offense to Bobby Z, but do people buy? Well, I mean, okay, Chris will.
I do. Yeah, he'll buy it. I love it.
Let's go around the room outside of Chris Hockey. When was the last time any of you placed a DVD in a DVD player and watched it? Outside of Zach watching Dice's stand-up.
Hockey!
It's been, honestly, I don't think I've done it in the last three years?
The only Xbox or anything like that.
Well, that's it. The only DVD I've ever touched, and it's not a DVD, but a disc, is a video game for Xbox. That's it.
A lot of us have transitioned to the just downloading games. Yeah. But I agree. The last time I actually put a DVD in would be a video game.
It's probably been at least a decade, if not more, for me.
A decade?
I mean.
My car doesn't have a DVD.
I'm including Blu-rays, not just DVDs.
I'm including Blu-rays too.
Including Blu-rays.
A CD player.
I'm on an island here, but like I've never even touched a Blu-ray disc.
That's insane to me.
I've streamed everything. You could buy everything. You could rent everything. I've never understood.
Give me a favor, Zach. Don't be Uggy.
Yeah, Uggy.
Okay, please.
I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna prove it to you guys.
Yeah, I hope this is streamable.
Yeah.
But we'll find out. Wait, we can ask Bobby Z that question. Are we going to stream this, or are we going to have to go to a thrift shop and buy a DVD player?
How dare you?
Hockey has one.
Great.
Of course he does.
You guys got one, too, if you have a video game player.
True. Yeah. We also have two DVD players that are just collecting dust. And I'll give my wife a little bit of credit. She's like, we should get rid of them. And I'm like, well, I agree we don't need two because we're not using either one. But let's keep one. There has to be a reason at some point that one of our two kids are going to need it. I'm never going to need it. College, Angie's never going to read it. One of the two kids might need it for something. Again, but by the time they get to college, they're not going to watch DVDs, right?
Who knows?
I probably should get rid of them both. What am I keeping them for?
But remember when everybody said you might as well get rid of all your vinyl, and now you could sell them for hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, good point, Uggy.
Thanks. That's mean.
No, I didn't call you ugly. I'm just calling you Uggy. I had something, but I forgot.
Awesome.
Yeah, see, it doesn't help. My memory is horse bleep. Well, it was something about what we were talking about.
I would call it.
Oh,
that would be better.
So remember like a couple months ago, even a year ago, even 2 years ago, when Xbox S and X and PlayStation 5s and all that were impossible to find?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Well, I had to go replace my Xbox controller that I broke.
Yeah.
Out of rage.
Yeah.
The Target over by off 100 loaded with the new Xbox.
Is that right?
Like five of them.
Yeah, the new Xbox is easier to find now. PlayStation's still impossible, but
I was like, is that the new one? I might buy that. Then I didn't.
Don't. Get the PlayStation.
Would you please stop telling him what to do?
Uggy.
sick brag, I have both. You know how many times I've played the new Xbox?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. You know how many times I've played the new PlayStation?
One.
I think once. So my wife plays it once in a while. The kids play it once in a while. I need a Grand Theft 6.
Yeah, or a Red Dead 3.
I need something like that. Most of the games so far have just sucked.
It'd be five, maybe even six times the Rocket League player if you played it on that system.
What do you play it on?
Switch.
You guys still play that
Unbelievable.
Game?
Unbelievable.
You guys still play that game?
Ridiculous controller with those cartoon-like graphics. Awful.
Your mom has cartoon-like graphics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she does. All right.
Wow.
So they call I'm going to ask you one more time.
If I was five times the player on PlayStation, I'd be world class.
I'm not kidding you, though.
He's not kidding you. I'm not that good.
You could be way better.
I'm very comfortable
plateauing at the level that I'm at.
You shouldn't be. You should never settle.
It's a video game. If I was making money off it, I would be.
You could. You could actually stream at the PlayStation and go to your Twitch and make money off of that.
Zach, could you go get Carly? The downstairs doors apparently are locked.
I can do that.
She said the doors won't move there.
Wow. How'd she spell that? She got them dice, obviously.
Oh, man.
Painful.
I know, Johnny.
Isn't it weird that, you know, there's 8 levels of security.
Yeah.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To get to this studio.
Ludicrous.
And the same key card doesn't open all of them.
That's weird.
Right.
So she can get in up here, can't get in downstairs.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know. I think that's kind of insane.
I love your eyes.
Oh, how do you get here? How do you get to this door if you can't get through the other door?
Right. I love your eyes. Unless they also... Go ahead, Hawks.
No, you go ahead. I think they also...
I think they also assume that... I think those doors unlock at 6.
I believe so.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last night, I continued to go through all my junk, you know? And I continued to find stuff that I didn't know existed or forgot existed.
Yes.
And I found my briefcase that I used to carry around circa my senior year of high school into college. Into Virginia.
Wait a minute.
Briefcase?
I needed 3 seconds to process that. You took a briefcase to your senior year of high school?
I sure did.
Were you all business? And was business good?
I don't know. I thought it was cool.
Were you were the only one doing that, correct?
Oh, by a mile.
Wow. I have never heard of a briefcase to high school.
Can I ask you a quick question, follow-up?
I think I'd probably love it. I'd love it.
What were you in the business of in high school?
Sex.
Was business good?
I was in the business of bad sex. Bad sex and worse hair.
Man, this is your biggest company then.
Yeah. Couple of really booming quarters there at the end. Yeah. You found your briefcase.
Look at that.
You brought that to school.
How did
you get any ass?
Yeah.
If you were walking around the halls with that.
You don't understand.
How did you not get ass with that?
That's a better question.
How are you not fathers of 40 people with that briefcase?
I very well could be. I don't know why, but I bought this at a garage sale. I was with my mama. This guy had been a dentist. In fact, he had been a dentist for a long time, and then he passed away, and they had a garage sale, you know, sell all this junk. And I bought this briefcase because I was like, that would be cool. And I carried it everywhere. And inside the briefcase, I found a treasure trove of stuff that I did not know I had.
Dear God.
Including 3 still in the wrapper Rise cassettes.
Which I call one of them.
Those are going up for auction.
An audition tape that I did when I was moving from Virginia to California of me singing.
Yeah.
A journal from my senior year in high school.
Of course.
A journal from the first year I lived in Los Angeles.
Can you imagine? We have to go through some of that.
A journal from, I believe, my 7th grade year. And yes, it looks exactly like you would expect.
Yep.
One of them that he
Poison.
Has.
Poison.
Yeah.
Tesla.
Yep, just.
Yeah. A girl named Trisha scratched out. My number was 55. And just the most ridiculous things.
My God.
And my autograph. Because I used to practice my autograph.
Well, yeah, who didn't? Yeah,
Harley, that's his high school briefcase.
Briefcase.
Your briefcase.
Exactly.
My briefcase.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Briefcase instance, to senior year of high school.
This is
insane.
A journal entry, Carly, from September 14th, 1987.
Sminium's birthday.
Exactly. That's why
and
I wrote it.
And your son. Yeah. At that point.
Exactly. I'm 16 years old when I'm writing this, not knowing that 7 years later, my son will be born on this day, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Monday. Darn. Now, by the way, our English teacher, and I'm grateful to her now, but I hated it then, made us write in a journal. And she, by the way, was my English teacher, freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior year. Okay?
So she knew you pre-briefcase.
Yeah, she did. She did. And I'm sure that this impressed her. that I was very
business. You were business-like. All business. Yeah, you were all business.
I
was all business.
I don't know why I bought it, and I don't know why, but it became my thing.
Yeah.
If you saw Hawk, you saw his briefcase.
Teacher's up there going like, can somebody explain the use of a semicolon? Timmy, no? Billy, no? What about the insurance salesman in the back?
And then you just hear him go, click, click, because he opens it. And then he's got all his notes.
We'll put pictures of it on the Patrick page and stuff, because it isn't like a smooth leather briefcase. This is as 70s as you can possibly get it. This looks like a... Well, I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like a dentist briefcase that a hillbilly bought at a garage sale.
Yes.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Does it have one of those locks on it?
Yeah, it would. If I had the key. I did not get the key, but there are locking mechanisms.
There's nothing worth protecting.
I'm sure you had some private things in there.
A briefcase of somebody doing backdoor surgery.
Yeah, it looks like in 1986, somebody had stacks of $100 bills in here.
Yeah, it looks like a drug briefcase.
And they handed it to somebody for some cocaine.
Okay, I want to hear more about Trish.
Okay, so it's Monday. Darn. But this is okay. I had an awesome weekend. Me and Trish are getting serious. Man, I'm happy. She makes me feel awesome.
Oh.
I'm going to see the crew in Whitesnake this Sunday.
Oh, God.
You're in love. I am ready for football. September 14th, 1987.
What an entry.
That's adorable.
Yeah. What an entry.
How old are you? 14?
16.
16.
What a life. Like, just simple love.
Yeah.
Waiting for football.
You went to the crew.
You were so happy.
Yeah. Had you gotten crabs by then?
Yeah. Not yet. No. No. But they were in my near future.
Do you write about your crabs in your journal, in your briefcase?
No, because here was the weird thing about the journal. She would read them. And so you couldn't say, a lot of things that you really wanted to say, because you knew she was going to say, read them.
Well, that's pretty personal, actually. Yeah.
But I think a lot of high schoolers do this. When you write things like, hey, things are going well with Trisha, she really makes me happy. You are secretly hoping somehow Trisha sees this, hears about this. That has to be on the top of your mind, especially when you know your English teacher is going to read it. You're hoping the English teacher goes, man, Trisha, he is really into you.
That's a 1986 text message.
Yes.
Yeah, that's an SOS.
A subtweet.
Or that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Correct. That's liking Trisha's post.
Hoping she sees it.
That's a good way of saying it. Yeah.
Luckily, nobody saw all the stupid things.
Well, because it was locked in your briefcase. Because you were business all the time.
Please remember, I didn't have the briefcase until senior year.
Yeah.
But okay. Let's not be ridiculous.
Don't be dumb. But I like to imagine you constantly and always had the briefcase.
In a bow tie.
Did you meet your wife with that briefcase?
Yeah, I did, because I took it with me to California. Yeah.
That looks like the kind of briefcase Jerry Orbach used to perform the abortion in Dirty Dancing.
Oh, my God!
It just looks like it's for shadiness, like, in a cabin somewhere in upstate New York.
Don't say that about my briefcase.
Jerry Orbach wouldn't be caught dead with that briefcase.
Haley just tweeted, my mom's name is Trisha, and she's the same age as Hockey.
Oh, my God. Does she have huge jugs? My Trisha did.
Does she want to go see the crew on Sunday? Darn.
Did she take my V? Because my Trisha did.
And you put it in a briefcase.
No wonder you liked her so much.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She took my V and then broke my heart like all the women.
Wait, is she the one whose dad beat you up?
No. That was her best friend, Evie, who was later in my career.
Yeah. So
I would also, if you don't mind, Max, would you walk these over and you can take a gander at them as well and show some never before seen pictures of me as the lead singer of Rise.
Dear God.
Oh, yeah. I saw him already. He looks handsome.
We'll go to break. And I also found an autographed copy to me of Hit Parader magazine from Ronnie James Dio.
Oh, that's sweet.
Which is awesome. Didn't know I had it.
Where'd you meet him?
He came to the Big Wazoo radio station when I worked there, and he wrote.
Let's see Carly's reaction to your photos. Hang on one second.
Oh, wow. Those pants.
Yeah, those were my pants.
Yeah.
Man.
Those are some sexy pants.
Those were my pants. I gave them to a girl to turn them into shorts, and she never gave them back to me. And I'm still pissed about it.
I would be too.
Yeah, they were my favorite. I wore them literally, Carly. Every show. Every show
I would have tried so hard to hook up with you.
I'm pretty sure the CDC had to run a diagnostic. Yeah, you would have just pants.
You would have just had to have said hi.
I'd never washed them because how do you wash leather pants? So they smell exactly.
Those pants are amazing.
They were amazing.
Amazing.
How many stars were on them?
They fit you so well.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. They showed my shape.
Oh, they look good.
Thank you very much.
How many ladies did you sleep with when you were had those pants?
Everyone who even thought about it.
I just picture you taking them off to hook up. Well, like, it's peeling.
I had to peel them. You're right. There was a peeling.
Yeah.
It sounded like somebody was taking what do you call that? The two side.
Peeling apart a fruit roll up.
It's like a suction.
What do you call that stuff? The one side.
Oh, those pants.
Tape?
Oh, adhesive?
Yeah, no.
Velcro?
Velcro! That's what it sounded like when I took those pants off. Like I was taking Velcro off.
And then underneath, just
nothing.
Swamp.
Yeah, and never any underwear. You don't wear leather underwear and leather.
Then you had to tell the gal, like, give me 30 seconds. I have to gently place these back in my briefcase.
Do you have the key? Because I got to lock it.
Front Page Sports is next. Carly Zucker is here. This is the Power Gym Morning Show.
Welcome back to the Power Gym Morning Show. I have my briefcase, so the show is ready to go. Carly Zucker was nice enough to come in this morning. Hi, Carly.
I was so excited to get the invite.
I'm so glad you're here. I like it when you come
in.
Corey
kept trying to cancel.
Yeah,
as
he
always.
Does that. Yeah.
I kept showing up. That's the problem.
Yeah.
First, he was taking the whole week off. Yeah. Then he was taking just Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off. So I booked Carly for Wednesday. Then Sauce is like, I'm going to be here Wednesday. I'm like, Carly, let's move you to Thursday. Then Sauce goes, no, I'm just going to skip Friday. I'm like, well, all right,
we'll take all the sass.
But Tommy's gone, so insert Carly. Here we go.
You know, I love that Carly, instead of having a regular day, is like
the floater,
an insertion.
Jesus, you're
horny. No, I like it because
insert me anywhere.
And you know why I like that? For multiple reasons. I'm gonna put that in my briefcase for later. But no, I like it because it's a surprise. Like, oh look, it's Carly. That's a surprise. Look who came over.
I love it. I told Corey I thought that was his best idea yet.
Thanks.
Yeah. I love it. So thank you.
Can I tell you something real quick? Carly, as somebody who's a fashion lover, do you know who Angelina is? Angelina? Do you know have you ever heard that name? Does it strike any chords to you?
No.
She was a billboard model in California when I lived out there. And for a long time, she was like, on a lot of billboards, a very busty blonde who was on a lot of, just like that, only not quite as impressive as that, Carly. Thank you. Who was on a lot of different billboards. And so they wrote this song about her, and I play it as bumper music on this song on the show all the time. Last night, I'm watching FX. Abigail and I decided we'd start Brooklyn Nine-Nine and watch the entire show. It's a great show, by the way.
It's on
Paramount Network, I think. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They ran a commercial for a documentary about Angelina. And it's going to be a documentary series.
It's what is it, Emmy Rossum or somebody like that? I forget who it is.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't catch who the actress was, but
doesn't look anything like her because they've got her so dolled up and jacked up, if you know what I mean. It just doesn't look like the same person.
I'm going to look her up.
So this is a band called Neurotic Outsiders. We talked about them again, 2 weeks ago or something like that? We brought it up. And now I know why they're releasing this record and these songs, because they're doing an entire documentary series about a woman who became famous because she was hot on billboards in Los Angeles.
Is it Angeline Ball?
Is it L-Y-N-N-E? I believe that's how it's spelled. I can't remember.
Yeah, Angeline, A-N-G-E-L-Y-N-E.
Yeah, that's it.
And, bum, 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 bum.
Yeah! I know Gary loved her, I'm sure.
Gary.
Yeah, it's Emmy Rossum.
Yeah.
It's on Peacock.
That's it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
She was like a Barbie.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. I'm not sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She's had some work done.
Aw.
Bet if she just aged with a little, little Botox here and there.
Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes, 83%.
Oh, good.
Relatively solid for a TV show,
right? Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
So Martin Freeman's in that. You know who that is?
Yeah, he's in Fargo.
He was the main character in the Hobbit series.
Yeah, right.
He's Watson on Sherlock.
That's it.
Which is phenomenal. He also was, of course, first famous from the British Office. He was basically the Jim of the British Office.
Oh, I did not know that.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
She was in a bunch of music videos too.
What a babe.
She was a babe.
She's a babe.
A babe. Anyway, there you go.
Not quite as busty, but I wonder if like 20 years from now we're going to see a Chris Lindahl documentary.
Probably.
And he could become as busty
if he wants to. I mean, that's anybody's option.
Sure.
Yeah, you could do that. Front page sports.
Time now for Front Page Sports, presented by Holiday Station Stores.
All right, you guys want to talk about Eric Myron or not? Myron? How do you say it? M-I-R-O-N? What do you think M-I-R-O-N is? Myron? Myron?
Sure.
I think it's Myron.
What country is he from?
Myron.
Is it a poker thing?
No. You have watched Eric Myron play for years. He hasn't played in a long time, but you've seen him play. Mike Ditka traded an entire draft to get him.
That's his real name, Ricky Williams?
Ricky Williams was born Eric Williams, E-R-R-I-C-K. Went by Ricky, but his birth name is Eric Williams. He legally changed his name to Eric Myron, his wife's last name.
Oh, good for him.
Oh.
Now, you may be saying, why are you bringing this up?
Just to advance feminism, right?
To try to make things equal?
Why?
Ricky, now Eric, took a relationship astrology class, learned about the imbalance in his relationship, and thought the best way to even his relationship was to change his last name. He also now recently started offering astrology readings on his website.
Man, I'd love to do that. How much
Corey,
is it?
Corey, quiet.
Hold on, right. I'm going on there right now. What's his website, buddy boy?
Don't know. Corey. Eric Myron.
But he's... I mean,
because it doesn't exist, Corey, because Corey. That's nonsense, because you're an adult.
Astrology class he took. There. Found it?
RickyWilliams.life.
Is a thing.
Dot life? There's a dot life?
Yeah, of course there is.
And it says right at the top, spiritual guidance with astrology.
All right, find the price. And is this a one-on-one thing? Would Chris get to Zoom with Eric Myron?
I want to ask him about my briefcase.
Okay, do you want a 30-minute consultation or a 90-minute conversation?
How much is 30?
You can't do anything in 30 minutes.
There's a lot of options. There's relationship astrology. There's astrology tutoring.
It has prices?
Let me look.
Or do you have to inquire?
$150 for a 30-minute consultation.
Who's going to pay for this?
I am. I'm booking it right now.
Dude, that's honestly insane. If it's a one-on-one with Ricky Williams... You would think a 90-second cameo would be worth a couple $100.
No.
You get 30 minutes with Ricky Williams for $150?
What's the website, Max? RickyWilliams.life. It says, book Ricky for 30 minutes to talk about any aspect in your life that you need help with.
Yeah. Is it just me, or I think he's massively underpricing himself. That should be his cameo price.
He should become his astrology manager.
Yeah. How did he not see this one coming?
Oh.
Come on.
I don't think astrology... They're not fortune tellers.
I get that.
Of course not.
It's not. This is... Astrology is like a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do your birth chart.
It's $550 if you want a 90-minute conversation. Is Mars still in retrograde?
It always is in retrograde if you ask those people.
Mercury?
I think
Mercury.
It's in Gatorade right
Mercury.
Now.
Mercury.
Oh, how good was it in Gatorade? Gatorade would be
pretty good. Right. Gatorade. So wait a minute. Do that again, because that math didn't seem to work. You said 30 minutes for $150.
Yep, and the 90 minutes is $550.
Why wouldn't I just buy three 30-minute ones and just spend $450? Somebody is not running his website.
Listen, you left out the fine print, Max. Come on now. Let's not disparage this man's great name.
I just booked it.
whatever name it is.
I am literally set.
I want to do one too.
Immediate access, so don't want to wait. This is for people who just really need that reading right now.
Wait a minute. So you just when did you book it?
I am next Tuesday.
You're doing a reading.
We should do it. We should do it during
reading. The podcast
from noon to 1:30 or noon to 12:30. Next Tuesday, May 31st.
Get out of
90
here.
90 minutes.
$150. I just paid.
No, what are you doing? The 30-minute bid.
What is 30? I just did it. Just
this
now.
Is over Zoom or over the
over
phone?
Zoom, yeah.
So I mean, we have to record this, right?
Yeah, of course
we can. A regular, by the way, a regular 90-minute conversation without the immediate access is $370. So you're saving about...
Without immediate access.
Right.
So if I just say, whenever you're available, Ricky, I'll do this, is that what immediate access means?
The immediate access is...
Great point.
Which actually, the funny thing is, the soonest you can do for immediate...
I just got the calendar invite.
...is the 30th, Memorial Day.
Hey, Max and Zacho, scroll halfway down his page.
I know. I've seen it.
What is it?
What?
Living the high life.
Yeah. He's a cannabis advocate.
Of course he is.
Well, yeah.
I've already paid for that.
That's why he's out of the league.
He spent his entire life smoking weed all over the world.
Yeah, good for him.
Which is fine.
I'm going to talk 90 minutes of
he's also the Heisman healer.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, the Heisman. I get it.
He's literally one of the best running backs ever in college football.
Okay, and his photos?
Yeah, he's handsome.
Dang.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
I can't wait for him to tell me what's going on.
I would let him heal me.
Is this like a video chat or a phone call?
Video chat.
Were you listening to the dude's story?
No.
He wasn't.
If anybody wants to pay me $140 for 30 minutes, I'll tell you what a bunch of flaming balls of gas are going to do.
Oh, wow.
And how they impact your life, you know?
Yeah, but here's the difference. Nobody wants to talk to you for a half hour.
I should have to pay them $140 just for conversation.
All right, well, this is done.
That's
next
insane.
Tuesday, book it.
Next Tuesday.
This is going to be the best YouTube video in the history of the Power Trip YouTube channel. Remember that? Remember we had that channel?
It still exists.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We still have it, and we use it daily.
Maybe do some TikToks.
Maybe post spiritual readings.
Well,
it's a great channel, actually. I encourage people to subscribe to it. We have a lot of great content on it.
What are you going to ask him, Chris?
Because I assume you're going to take it very seriously.
Right. The joke would be the seriousness, right? If you're just cracking jokes, you're wasting your time.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm going to take it very seriously.
So what are you going to ask him about?
I don't know.
Here's what I've experienced with these readings.
Please.
Core. Is you're going to give the birth date and time and location.
Yeah.
And they will create a birth chart.
Okay.
And they will talk about why you may be a certain way.
Well, I'm going to buy some weed from
you. What sign are you, Corey?
I am like every person who has ever been born on April 22nd. We're all identical.
That's not true because there's differences in the time and the location and the energy in which you were born.
Energy, gravity.
You're a Taurus.
Retrograde.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right, you're a big Taurus.
A what?
Big Taurus, for sure.
You're a Taurus.
Sophia's a Taurus.
I'm a Capricorn. I'm very horny.
Let's see what
that explains.
They are
both Capricorns. Both born on the same day.
Same day.
Hey, maybe Ricky Williams is on to something.
Maybe
here.
We're about to find out.
Why don't you, Hawk, call Chad Abbott and ask if you can expense this?
Oh, I'm definitely going to.
Well, he has to before his wife sees what he's wasting more money on.
Chris will just say Corey told me to do it.
Of course.
And then she'll say, why didn't Corey just pay for it then?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to print out the receipt and put it right in my briefcase.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Will you have your briefcase at the meeting?
I sure will.
When do you go to Vegas?
Don't worry about it. Why?
The tide will start to ebb today just after it reaches the tide's point. The shift is happening within you. It's profound. Even though you may not notice its effects all at once, you should trust that things will be coming your way as the weeks go by.
Coming your way.
Yeah, World Series of Poker. Here comes Corey Cove.
Man.
Let's go.
If you do well, this is what we're crediting. What we're crediting.
Well, don't hold your breath.
Okay.
Eric Myron.
Eric Wahinmayer.
He climbed Mount Everest. But more with Carly Zucker and the rest of the Power of Drip Morning Show after this on the fan.
KFAN.
Welcome back, Patrick Morning Show. Carly Zucker in studio. We're expecting, of course, Ben Lieber, Mark Rosen, a little bit later as well.
Now, Carly, is it awkward? You and Ben last Friday got your ass kicked by Charge and I. Is it awkward now that Ben and you have to stare at my face for 2 hours?
I never want to hear about that game again. I never want... You took all the joy.
Yeah.
That's what I do to everybody in my life. I
loved that game. Like, I listened to every single episode of that. Not even just because I enjoyed it. It was fun. And I crushed my first round.
Yeah.
And then I met you.
And Church.
In the ring. Yeah, churches.
Can you clear something up, though, please? Despite your negativity towards our match last Friday and the way that it turned out, do you have any inkling whatsoever, even 1% of you, do you think Charge and I cheated? Specifically Charge.
Not even a little.
No. Thank you.
Who thinks you're cheating?
Can you tell Barb and Rosen and Gerdsy and everybody else that we didn't cheat?
Yeah,
we're just that good?
I wish I could say that I feel that way because that would make the loss feel a little better.
Right.
But I don't believe that at all.
Charge is not a cheater.
You two are just... I think your minds are similar. You're both
like
very
Sauce
smart.
We're the same person, right, Sauce?
No, yeah, and I've said similar. This, and it pains me to say this. Regardless of what everybody says, you're too good of a person, and you respect the game too much to cheat.
I'm not cheating.
You both have integrity.
Church is not a cheater.
I don't think either of you have a lot of integrity.
Wait, who thinks you're cheating?
Like half the building. And Church and I were texting back and forth the other day, although why would I text him? We're the same person. And we said, this is so ridiculous. How awesome is it, though, that there's a handful of people that think we're so good that the only way we can be that good is if we're cheating? Kind of a compliment. We'll take it.
It was the scheme. The scheme was a good one.
Yeah.
That was
And that was the one, as you remember, that was the one where I even threw my hands up. I'm like, we're not losing. If Charge can get that, we're just not going to lose. He's just that good. He's just really, really
good
at that
game. You both were great. You both have a lot of integrity. There's no chance you cheated, but it was painful, and I never want to hear about that game again.
Do you want Rosen to lose today?
No.
Oh, you want Rosen to win?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, who's he up against?
Donaldson and Gerdsy. Well, Gerdsy, and we call him Super Spreader now. Gerdsy and Super Spreader take on Common and Rosie at, 1:30?
Why do you call him Super Spreader?
His wedding was a Super Spreader. It was basically like the Smash Mouth concert in 2020. Was that in Sturgis?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course.
Wasn't Smash Mouth at that show that went viral?
Right. Yeah, I think so.
And like Steve Harwell went on this giant COVID rant and then it ended up being a Super Spreader event.
No, I want Rosie to win.
Okay.
Yeah!
Chris, now can I ask you a question?
I'd love it.
Do you remember when the talkback was the future of radio? When everybody down the hall said,
painful.
Your show has sucked for 2 decades, and it's going to fall apart unless you start using the talkback.
Stop it.
So we did.
Yeah.
And we liked it a lot because it was the future for about a week.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
It got to be repetitive and boring.
Meat sauce?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. The future of radio?
Yeah.
Got repetitive and boring.
It did.
Wait, so the future of radio isn't the future anymore?
It's already in the past.
Yeah. It's like Dippin' Dots, the future of ice cream for 40 years.
I loaded in 3 consecutive days of the same stuff, essentially.
And everybody just kept swearing?
They swear, they sing, there maybe were 2 or 3 good things in there, but it just seemed like it wasn't serving the listener.
All right, so the future of radio lasted a week and a half.
Painful.
Kind of like our YouTube channel.
Savage.
Well, you're savage today.
Yeah, why are you savage? Why are you sassy?
Well, we got accused of cheating.
No,
you didn't.
True. I actually feel pretty good about that.
You
did. I didn't get accused of cheating.
I did.
Charge
I wasn't involved at all.
No. Don't cheat.
No, don't cheat.
I don't know Charge that well. There's no, no way. No way.
And much like you just said, he's a competitive person, but he doesn't care enough to win the program password tournament to cheat.
It's a radio show.
He's going to be absolutely fine if we lose in the next round to Swedberg and Larry Mondello guy. We'll move on with our lives.
He digs at me during that game, too.
He did?
Yes.
How so?
Remember I was talking about, doing some stuff around the house, and he...
Oh.
Yeah. Had a lot of roses.
Did he say something like, why don't you just go back to Pittsburgh and iron?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
I thought he was hilarious. But a lot of low blows.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Hockey. Yeah, never mind.
Don't need to cheat when you're up by 60 points.
We came back really well.
Did.
We did pretty well.
I also think they kind of pulled off.
We definitely did not pull off. I wanted to shut them out. It would have been awesome to shut them out. They put up almost 50 points. They got hot late.
Yeah.
And that one photo is never going to go
away. I love that photo.
The double middle finger. Yeah.
That photo is the best. It should be a t-shirt.
Yeah, we should get like a silhouette.
How is that not a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That is so depressing.
I hope that's the wallpaper on Jason's phone. Just Carly sitting behind a microphone. Double middle fingering. Ben, charge me, Kennedy, Common.
What makes that picture so good for all the people that know is that's like the seat you sit in. It's not like a random microphone. It's the big chair, and she's just
flinging middle fingers.
Yeah, it's the best.
Sorry.
Well, it was a good run for the talk back.
It's over?
It sounds like it's over.
Well, I think we should bring it once in a while.
Can we hear the guy singing Aaron Neville, please?
Sure, I'll play it when we come back.
Yeah, thanks, Daddy.
You're welcome.
All right, and we'll do what really matters. Not much happened. The only thing that really good happened for me, Sauce, is that the Blues ain't done yet.
Yeah, they were. The Habs were up 3-0.
What a comeback by John Hamm's St. Louis Blues. We'll do what really matters with Carly Zucker and the rest of the Power Trip after this summer.
Download it now.
Register for your shot to win a pair of tickets to see comedian Ken Jeong perform a stand-up at Treasure Island Resort and Casino on September 30th. Head over to KFAN.com, make the keyword contest to enter.
Looks like a check you up.
Good morning, everybody.
It's got leather.
Hey there.
It's got a CD
player, player. Carly Zucker's in, and she is ready and excited.
I am excited today.
To do what really matters. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Thursday's a good day, right?
Great day.
Well, let's get into it. It's brought to you by our friends at Cultivated CBD. Thanks, Cultivated CBD.
Yeah, CBD, man. That'll change your life.
Hawk, you were at the game yesterday. Tigers 4, Twins 2. That was a 10-inning game. The Tigers hit 3 home runs,
yep.
2 of them solo, and then the 2-run home run in the 10th. The Twins' 6-game winning streak snapped. They're still 27-17. Tigers 15-28. Your thoughts?
They were leading 2-0, I think, until the top of the 7th, and everything fell apart. But it was a cold, rainy, windy day. There were a lot of kids there. Schools that brought the kids, you know, last week of school kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they were all freezing and they were up in the top deck and nobody wore a coat. You know how it is.
Yeah.
But it was a good time. I love going down there. I got to serve some drinks. I spilled vodka everywhere. And then I went up to the Bell Bank and hung out with Ben and Marnie and Coach Ben Johnson and Leah B was up there.
Jeez, thanks for the invite. Sounds like everybody important was there.
Yeah, you didn't get invited.
Sorry, Carly.
Yeah,
I didn't get invited.
Carly, you did get invited. You did.
What really matters,
everybody
though,
but Corey
is... That sounds right. Yeah, what really matters is this.
Sounds like a family reunion.
Yep.
In my sweet briefcase that I found.
Oh, God.
From the February-March 1993 edition of Factor X magazine. Which
the hell is Factor X?
It's like the city pages of L.A. Okay, see that?
It's a cool-looking magazine.
Thank you. There is a review of the Rise cassette.
Oh, yes.
Not yes, Rise.
No, I know. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. And here's the thing, right? We had just finished and had Waiting and Watching.
Oh, hell
and,
yeah.
The Distance. It had all the songs you guys are familiar with.
Great point.
Everybody knows those songs.
The best part is the review was written by the bass player of Stryper. He reviewed the records. And so
what?
For me,
what?
You know, that's a huge thing.
Wait, that
right?
was his side hustle?
Yeah.
Reviewing local bands?
Yeah, but this is in LA, so some of the local bands, you know, might be the next big thing.
Right.
And so when I hear that he's done a review of the Rise record, I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. The bass player in Stryper reviewed my record.
Do you guys remember the episode of Saved by the Bell where they do the play? No, is it the radio station?
The radio station,
yeah. And they all get reviewed, and Slater's the last one to read the review, and it's just a scathing review.
Yeah.
So the rest of the group doesn't want Slater to read it because he's going to get pissed.
Isn't that
he's
when
basically incompetent?
Is that then when he saves the radiothon?
Yeah, he does that dramatic speech at the end where everybody's falling asleep. Good memory.
Thanks.
I wonder if that's where this is going. If Striper guy just destroys Rise.
I'm so excited to hear this review.
Striper's terrible.
Well, of course, but that doesn't mean, but maybe just they're going to bring everybody else down with them.
How many times have you seen Striper Hogs?
Probably like 4 dozen.
I saw them not long ago. I played with them. They were great. Tim Gaines.
Excuse me?
That's his name.
Yeah, Chris Gaines is a brother. Remember Chris Gaines? Here we go. Striper review of Rise.
Last week, I attempted to review this tape, but I couldn't stand listening to it, so I threw it across the room.
You're kidding me.
You did not.
Are you serious? No, that's how it starts?
It's right here.
I want to see that.
I couldn't stand listening to it, so I threw it across the room.
Oh, you're crushed. You had to have been crushed.
This week, I popped it in, and it was music to my ears.
What?
I guess you got to catch me in a good mood.
Well, that's not criticism. That's just the guy's on his cycle.
Right. That's just crabby meat sauce.
Anyway, Rise is a great band with some really good songs. Band members are Ben Manjana on lead guitar, Eric Wolf on drums, John Lupin on bass, Gary Hallett on rhythm guitar, and Chris Hockey on lead vocals. John and Eric make a good rhythm section, and John stands on his own as a bass player. If you like hard rock, check these guys out.
Wow. I just say, let me review his review. That is a terrible review. He just listed the names of the members and said, sometimes if I'm in a good mood, it could be good. Sometimes if I'm in a bad mood, it could be bad. You might want to check him out. That is a piss poor review of anything.
He meat sauced it.
He meat sauced it.
Yeah, Striper guy Tim Gaines
just basically says, this band exists. Hey. You might like him. What do I know?
And obviously, Tim doesn't get paid by the word.
That's this a very short sucks. Review.
He has something against chimes, doesn't he?
He does. Oof. He gave us a B overall.
I love Rise.
That's Thank great,
you.
Man.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Last week, I attempted to review this tape, but I couldn't stand listening, so I threw it across the room. That's the first line of the review.
Which probably, when you guys read that, I mean, your heart probably just sank.
Can you imagine?
Dropped.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
You and might then, not have, like, I might not have just read the rest of it. I would have just been like, I don't need to read the rest of it.
Let's say he's not using that, you know, like, let's say he literally threw it across the room, right? Not figuratively. Right. Let's say he hated it so much because he was in a bad mood that he threw it across the room. Can you guys imagine listening to a band for the first time, hating it that much? And then a week later going, I'm in the mood to give that another shot. I would never go back to it if I threw it across the room.
And what is it about this that makes you want to throw it across? This was the first song on the record. How do you hear this and say, I'm throwing this across the room?
This makes me horny.
Thank you.
Wow, that's the best review Hockey
show.
That's what
me.
I would have done.
Rosie just texted me. He's coming in early today.
Yeah. And by
I
the way,
reviewed it like that.
Striper's 2020 album was called Even the Devil Believes. So throw that across the room, Tom Gaines.
I think
Tom
that he was sleeping alone tonight, and he didn't like that.
I think
he had been through a breakup.
It's a great point.
Could have been.
And I also think he dressed like this at one point. What say does he have?
I actually get that.
This should be a Tim Gaines ripping session.
Wait, you like Striper, is that?
Yeah, Striper's.
I love Striper.
What is Striper's best song?
I love that they actually wore stripes.
Yeah, they took that very seriously. I love that band. I did.
Aren't they the one who play that Christmas song you always play?
Yeah, man, you got it.
Chris loved Striper until they started throwing his album across the room.
And then he was wishing they threw him around a little, if you know what I mean.
Alone tonight.
Yeah, keep playing Rise.
You play Striper or Rise. The Blues won 5-4 over the Avs in overtime. They now are still alive because the Avs were on the brink of eliminating them. The Avs lead the series 3-2. The game, though, was 3-0 Colorado. So they fought all the way back. Colorado had a 4-3 lead, though, late in the game, 56 seconds left. Something called Robert Thomas tied it at 4. And then Tyler Bozak with the game winner in overtime. John Hamm's St. Louis Blues live to fight another day.
Yeah, that was an incredible game. Listened to it on the way home last night on the radio, and I just couldn't believe it. It was, 3-0, then it was 3-3, then Nathan MacKinnon goes down. Coast to coast, a highlight reel goal makes it 4-3 with like 3 minutes to go, and then the Blues tie it
to stay alive, and then they go into overtime and win. That's what playoff hockey is all about, man. That was great.
What really matters is this.
Oh,
fast forward now to the June 1993 edition of the same magazine, Factor X magazine.
You got in there again.
At this point, Rise has broken up.
Oh, no.
Just later that year?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What?
I was only in L.A. for 1 year.
Yeah, true.
And we have now formed Moonshine.
Is that the band where you slept with the zero?
Every band, he slept with a zero.
Yeah, it was Moonshine was on tour in Colorado. Yeah,
that's
the band, and he went and saw the Rockies.
here's a review of a live show at the Rock Haven, May 18th. The bands were Stone Project, Slow Burn, and Moonshine. Talks about Stone Project, and here's what it says. Moonshine hit the stage with Chris Hockey on vocals, delivering nothing less than a great show.
Oh,
how about this? His voice, reminiscent of Sammy Hagar and Ronnie James Dio.
Wait a minute, stop for 1 second again, because that's incredible.
Yeah.
Go back for a second. Is this Striper a guy again, or just some Factor X writer?
Tim Gaines had been fired.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is a guy named Fred Chinfrocco. I don't know.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Chris projected gut-wrenching emotion and world-class stage presence and attitude. This guy belongs on a stage. How about that?
See, but at least that's a review. He's at least trying to show what you're capable of, not just, I liked it.
Yeah, the Tim Gaines review sounded like me reviewing a TV show.
100%. Yeah. It's like you just watched a documentary for 10 hours and said, I liked it.
It was fine. Cool.
Chris, A+. That is incredible.
It's about to take a left turn.
Oh,
it takes a left turn.
He slept with your sister.
Well, hold on.
I'm not sure if this is the band that will take him there. The material was somewhat weak and lacked staying power. The tempos varied dramatically, and the showmanship from others was next to nothing. There's a possibility of something here, but it needs a lot of work. How would you like to be the rest of the guys in my band?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You're the only thing that's even worth recognizing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's over for them. Again, they are the A.C. Slater of that review.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
That's rough.
I know. I don't remember this at all, but how about that? I must have been secretly like, yeah! I must have been like, oh, man, come on.
Why can't they just give us all credit?
Yeah. I'm one and all. We're all together in this, guys.
This is a band,
we're a band. I'm never going anywhere without you.
Yes. They come to your house framed.
As soon as you read that review, you're putting want ads up for bass players, drummers, guitar players. Again, I always like when you always, we were playing with, what were the other two bands?
Stone Project and Slow Burn.
Yeah. What if it would have been like, opening up for Rage Against the Machine and Smashing Pumpkins was Moonshine. It's always two other bands that Tim Gaines probably hated.
Poor.
Yeah, well, dude, and that's the other thing in looking through this. Just on these two pages alone, there are so many gigs. Cause it's California, right?
Of course.
It's the early 90s.
So a million gigs, bars to play, right? They need music. So many bands,
absolutely. And I can't find a band
that made it
that I ever heard of.
Yep.
That made it. And that just tells you everything, right? I mean, it's a one in a million.
Yep.
Even back then when there were actually record deals and stuff like that, you know?
And back to Fred Chimchenko or whatever
his
name is.
Right.
The fact is, to your point, these dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of bands that are trying.
Yeah.
Almost all of them, you could probably give that exact review. There's something here, but the rest of it's not good enough.
For sure.
There's either a crazy drummer, but the guy can't sing, or the guy can sing, but the lyrics are awful, or the band isn't cohesive enough because 20% of them shouldn't even be playing instruments.
Right.
Like, there's just, you have to get four or five people that are world class and then write songs that somehow hit the button for everybody. It's just, like you said, it's just mathematically so unlikely.
For instance, have you guys ever heard of these bands that played May 13th at The Rock? Pet Piranha?
No.
Calico Jack?
No.
Fiction Alley?
No.
Sketch?
No.
Knucklebutt?
No. I'm a huge Knucklebutt guy.
I bet you are.
Man, how is
you're a Capricorn. All Capricorns are knucklebutters.
Wow.
That's what Ricky Williams is going to tell you.
What if he says something?
What if he leads with, I'm a huge Tim Gaines fan?
Oh, no. Oh, no, if you just stayed with Rise and not Moonshine.
He's not going to tell you your future, your past. Like, he's not a psychic.
I don't right. really understand the difference.
No, astrologists don't.
Okay, no, I'm not being dismissive. No, I know just you're don't not. Understand yeah. the difference. But I'm about to find out.
Yeah.
They tell you where you are. I think. I don't know how it works.
Where you are in terms of what? My guess is he's going to be in Maple Grove.
No, he'll be here.
Be right here. I'm recording this, some bitch.
The news is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.